This recording, Florida 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. I was raised in Pensacola, Florida, and I've lived here for, I'd say, around 15 to 16 of the 22 years I've been alive. I took a trip recently with my girlfriend to New York for 3 days during spring break, and it was quite exciting. We went to a hotel, the Amerytania Hotel in Times Square, which is nice, but we did not expect it to be so small. It's apparently called a micro hotel, which means it's like a studio apartment's slightly bigger cousin. And it was still a very nice micro hotel, but it was just that, a micro hotel. And the shower was interesting because it was like a big, nice shower that, you know, it's just like it's raining on you, but there was no door to the shower. It was just wide open, which seems like a design flaw, I would say. But hey, I mean, maybe that's how it is in New York. We went to several different stores, spent maybe a little bit more money than we should have shopping. But hey, you live once. We went to see On the Town, the Broadway revival of On the Town, which was fantastic. There was a lot of great dancing, really good singing. It was a fantastic show. We sat in the front row mezzanine, which is actually very good seats. Some would say better than orchestra seats. And we also saw A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, which recently won the Tony for Best Musical, and it was fantastic. I'm actually going to sing a song from it in my BA voice class recently. Not recently, soon. Soon and very soon. We also went to a restaurant called Ellen Stardust Diner a couple times, which is a kind of 50s dive place, and the workers, the waitresses and the waiters and the waitstaff just in general, will serve you food and also sing show tunes to you, or pop tunes, and they're all very good. They're very good, and most of them are aspiring Broadway babies, and many of them have actually gone on to be in several Broadway productions, and I think that's really cool.